OJB's podcast, 11 February 2020, a work of art. A while back, I was browsing random stuff on the internet, and I found an article about the world's most complicated and extreme watch. Of course, I have an Apple Watch, which is arguably the best watch in the world in terms of functionality and utility. So I thought it would be interesting to do a comparison of an old world analog watch. See later for a note on why I used quotes around the word watch. In a modern smartwatch. First, I have to say that I love precise and beautiful mechanical devices. There is something satisfying about using an object with a great feel of solidity and quality to it. Of course, while modern digital devices, even moderately expensive ones like Apple products, are very well made and of sound quality, they don't really rank in the same category as these extreme mechanical creations. So first, some basic details about the watch. It's an analog device called the Reference 57260 and was made by Swiss company Vacheron Constantin in 2015. It has 2,800 components and 57 complications. In this context, the term means indicators or dials. It contains almost a kilogram of gold in the case. There was only one ever made, which took three master watchmakers 8 years to complete, and it's sold for an estimated price of over $10 million. So this isn't a watch you could actually use. Apart from the fact that you might feel nervous carrying around something worth over $10 million, there's also the fact that it weighs a kilogram and measures 98 millimetres, it's about 4 inches, in diameter and over 50 millimetres, 2 inches in thickness. Obviously this is a pocket watch, not one you'd strap to your wrist. And even then, you would need a pocket which is both capacious and strong to handle the size and weight. But the most widely acclaimed part of this watch is its massive number of complications, 57. So let's take a look at those, which I'll simplify here a bit to save space. There are several complications dedicated to time and date, including multiple time zones and a Hebrew, which might give a clue to the identity of the secret owner, calendar. Those count as 21 functions. There are astronomical functions including a sky chart, zodiac signs and lunar phases, it's 13 functions, and the various timers and alarms, 15 functions, and there are other features and functions, a total of 8. So the claim of 57 complications is highly exaggerated, and using the same classification I would estimate a standard old analog watch with only basic timekeeping functions has 10. Despite that, there is no doubt that this thing is a work of art and a technical masterpiece. But let's compare it with an Apple Watch. Well, the first issue is that an Apple Watch is actually a wristwatch designed to be used rather than a pocket watch designed to be collected and admired. Also, the Apple Watch costs at least 20,000 times less than the Vacheron Constantin watch. It is also 20 times lighter and has 23 times less volume. But what about functionality? How many complications does the Apple Watch have? It depends on how they are configured, but let's look at mine as a typical example. The Vacheron Constantin watch has two faces, front and back, and the Apple Watch can have as many as you need, but I only count the first two I'm using. By following a similar classification system, I estimate about 80 complications on my watch, but this extends to a lot more if I can count the ears, which take a couple of taps to open. Here are some things that my cheap Apple Watch does that its expensive relation can't do. GPS, compass, altimeter, noise measurements, weather reporting, wind speed and direction, temperature, event notifications, text messages, email, phone calls, walkie-talkie functions, voice recording, photo display, music and podcast playing, friend and device tracking, maps, fitness tracking, heart monitoring, fall detection and automatic emergency phone calls. Note that several of these functions rely on information sourced from the internet. I'm sure not all of those are useful to all people, but then a lot of the functions on the Vacheron Constantin watch would be in the same category. And it is even worse than that, because many of the functions which the two devices share are vastly superior on the Apple Watch. For example, the Astronomy Star Map app is actually useful, where that function on the Reference 57260 is very limited. So what's my point? Well, it's just that many of us get quite frustrated with our digital devices, especially with common software issues. But it is the flexibility of the software which makes these modern devices useful. Software gives us almost unlimited ability to create new features. On the Apple Watch, the star map is based on your location, determined by the GPS, and fills the 40 mm screen. The analog watch has a small rotating display which needs to be custom fitted for the current location. It is also very small and has no detail. But this comparison is unfair really because these are two completely different types of item. One is a work of art designed to be viewed with an appropriate sense of awe, to a large extent because of the price, and the other is designed to get things done. And while Apple do charge a premium and take beautiful design seriously, it's really just not the same. Apple have created something which is beautiful because of its simplicity and elegance, while still providing great functionality. Vacker and Constantin have designed something which is just an awesome feat of mechanical engineering, without it actually being useful in any way. So don't criticise modern tech. With an Apple Watch you get something which is light and small, has piles of useful functions, and for the price of one Vacher & Constantin watch, you could buy a new Apple Watch every day for the rest of your life.